caught you hooking up? Who caught you having sex? Or maybe, God forbid, you walked in on somebody, like your parents. 317-239-1009. Joan Alex Show, that's our Twitter and Instagram. Give us a follow, and if you want to share, you're pretty brave. You can do that there, too. Chelsea, thanks for hanging on. You're on the Joan Alex Show. What's your story about?
Okay, so I was around 18. The guy I was seeing was around 18, and all of his cousins were. We were all the same age going to college. So we're at his mom's house, and nobody's supposed to be there, and we're in her room, and we, you know, are getting busy. So we hear people come in, but we're like, let's just be quiet. Nobody's going to know we're in here.
That's your first mistake.
And then somebody busts in the door. Right. Somebody busts in the door, and they see us, and they kind of stop, and they're shocked. And it's one of his cousins who, again, is 18, 19, you know. There were three or four of them. The one cousin goes out, tells all the other people in the house what's going on. So they go in the kitchen, and they start getting, like, bananas, cucumbers, carrots, things that are shaped like a penis, mm-hmm. and they start throwing them in at us and hitting us, like, on the butt with them.
Oh, my God.
Thinking it was hilarious.
Wait, so did you keep on going then?
Well, yeah.
You didn't even stop.
They obviously got tired of it and stopped.
I would have stopped if people came in the room like that. Hey, Chelsea, thank you for sharing that this morning.
Fruit salad.
No,
yummy,
no.
Yummy.
We're not playing fruit salad this morning. Get out of here. Corey, you're on the Joan Alex Show. Your story sounds kind of fun and scary. What happened?
It was awful. I'm still scarred to this day. So I was a lot younger. I mean, this was back in my, you know, early 20s. I'm 35 now. But anyway, we were having a party at my house. And everything was going fine. There's a little love connection between a couple people. And, you know, night kind of goes in. And everyone's getting their buzz on. And everyone's feeling great. And then one of my friends is like, dude, Whitney and Steve are out doing it on your trampoline. I'm like, no way. So we sneak around the back of the house. And we're like, it's pitch black. And we hear, like, moans. And, like, it's getting crazy. We're like, oh, man, way to go, Steve. And then all of a sudden, someone walks behind me and my buddy. And he's like, hey, man, what are you doing? I'm like, oh, well, watching you have sex with Whitney. He goes, dude, it's your sister, dude. I'm like, oh, no.
Oh,
my God.
No,
so, like,
not
for
cool.
For 5 minutes, I'm sitting watching my sister do the dirty with some guy that actually I hate.
Ew.
And I'm just, yeah, it was awful.
Oh,
yeah,
dude.
Bad time.
Oh,
bad
I bet
time.
You want to just wash your eyes.
Yeah, and my sister hates that story to this day because, of course, I do everything I can to tell everyone, you know, her current boyfriend. And yeah,
sure, of course. Yeah. That's what brothers are for.
Geez, when she gets married one day, you got to get her a trampoline as a wedding gift.
That reminds me. I have actually walked in on somebody also having sex before, and I completely forgot. I think I blocked it out of my mind.
Who'd you walk in on?
It was in high school, but it was also somebody on a trampoline. We had, like, a boy-girl party, and two of the kids were doing it on the trampoline, and we all stood around and were, like, laughing at him. But I completely forgot about that till he just said that.
I'm visualizing. I'm a bigger guy, so I sink into it. It's hard for fat people to be in a trampoline.
He was also, and yes, the trampoline was about 3 inches above the ground.
Okay, like, so it's almost touching, because you dip down and it creates more space. Like, I just don't see it as the prime spot to hook up.
I just don't understand people who just have absolutely no, like, inhibitions at all. They're just cool with just doing it in front of a group of people. I could never do it.
Well, you can't even do it alone until you're married. So, yeah, no wonder you can't. Let's talk to Tony. Hey, Tony, good morning. You're on the Joan Alex Show. What's your story?
Good morning. Okay, so at worst life experience of my entire life, still traumatized. When I was in high school, my parents, I mind you, my bed was underneath my parents' room. So, obviously, I knew when they would be doing anything.
Gosh, that's
terrible. And I had a
terrible
stepbrother and stepsister that would stay at the house, and every time they were over, I knew that nothing was going down. Well, my little brother came inside from feeding the animals. We lived on a farm, and he's like, hey, man, you got to come outside. And I'm like, what's going on? He's like, no, you need to come outside. So I step outside, and he's like, the parents are having sex. I said, no, they're not. They never do when the kids are here. He's like, want to bet? I'm like, not really, but now you kind of have me intrigued.
Yeah.
So we walk around the entire backside of the entire property because that's where all the windows in the house were. And we come around to my parents' bedroom, which have big bay windows. And I like look in the windows from afar, and I realize that there's a porno going on the TV.
Nope.
And I'm like, I'm in awe. And then 2 seconds later, out of the clear blue, because the bay window is just about level with my parents' bed, I see my stepmom's legs shoot up in the sky.
Oh, God. You're like, are you secretly like, go, Dad, you got this?
I turned away, smoked a cigarette, and I've been traumatized ever since.
He smoked a cigarette.
Since it's stepmom, do you keep looking?
Ew.
I mean, is she hot?
It's not his mom.
That's not even a question.
Ew!
I mean, well, it is a little bit there. I mean, we all are curious,
because
right?
It's a farm, I just have that song stuck in my head, the, you and me, baby, are nothing but mammals, so let's do it like they do on the Discovery Channel.
Alex always has a soundtrack for everything, no matter what's happening. There's a soundtrack to your life provided by Alex. Hey, Tony, we're sorry about the traumatic event, but that was kind of fun to share, man. All right, cool. Gosh, we could have done a whole thing about when your parents caught you just taking care of yourself.
Ew, stop.
No. I think I'll leave my story alone. Hey, good morning, Joe and Alex Show. Who's this?
Hello, hi.
Hey, what's up? What's your story?
Okay, so, this had to be like a few years ago now. So randomly one night, it was like 11 o'clock at night, my dad calls me. My parents are divorced. So my dad, they're both remarried. So my dad calls me and he's like, hey, the dog's not doing very well. Like, he was like 11 or 12. He was like, I don't know if he's going to make it through the night. So I was like, okay, like, I'm like super emotional. I start crying. I run into my sister's room and say, we got to go back to dad's. Like, he's not, I don't know if he's going to make it. So as we're packing up our stuff, I go into my parents' room, my mom and my stepdad. And immediately, as soon as there's tears running through, so I can't see very well, but as soon as I open the door, I hear a whoosh, like, they get completely separate to opposite sides of the beds, and they go, oh my God, what are you doing? And I was like, I'm sorry, like, I'm really sorry, I don't know, I have to talk to you, I'm going to have to go back, just, like, scrambling, like, I'm so sorry.
Nothing like ruining the mood with a dead dog story.
And of course, my stepdad is sitting there, like, oh my God, like, rolling his eyes, and my mom's like, oh honey, I'm so sorry, like, she's, like, so annoyed with me, but I was like, okay, we have to go. And it was just like, I didn't realize like at this like time. And then I looked back and I was like, oh my God, I can't believe I just did that. Like, I definitely could have laughed. I could have done anything. But I completely stormed in and they were both just like, what are you doing? And I was like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. It was like the most awkward thing of my life.
Yeah.
And I was crying.
You definitely ruined the mood.
Well, at least you remembered it though. Like, you didn't forget it, so you can replay it on demand. Hey, thank you for calling into the Joe and Alex Show.